Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as St. Valentine's Day approaches, Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, is suggesting that we embrace gratitude for every relationship, be it romantic, platonic, familial, and most importantly, the relationship with ourselves. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, St. Valentine's Day is approaching, and there will be people who have no Valentine.
Yes, and I suppose I'm always conscious of that, the people who aren't in love. But and sometimes we focus on that. Are you in love? Are you in a new relationship? But I meet a lot of people who aren't. I also meet a lot of people at the end of relationships, breaking up and all of that. So I think for me, it's the prompt. I was thinking about it. The prompt that Valentine's gives us for our partners who we're in love with. Let's put it that way. The prompt is to remember them, to make a gesture, to tell them, to do something nice for them. And it just made me think, you know, isn't that what we should be doing all the time? Isn't that not only in our love life, but in our relationships? Because you know the way I often talk here about the importance of nurturing your relationships. But part of the nurturing is making those small gestures, those sort of bids to say, you are, you know, you are important in my life. I love the evenings we have, or I love the friendship we have. I had a girl said to me the other day, and I thought this actually part of what prompted me to talk in this kind of way was this girl who I'd been in touch with a little bit, and she's kind of a friend or sort of, you know, a little bit distant friend. And she just said something so nice. And she said, I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you are in my life. And I thought, what a lovely thing to say, you know, just she said the support when I ring and whatever. And I thought that's what we all need to be doing. Just a little of just acknowledging what that person is for you. It means an awful lot because that's what we do with our lovers on Valentine's. But it doesn't have to be just that. I think that's really the point.
The kind of thing you might do, it could be a text to someone that you're thinking of that you haven't been able to see that you'd like to see.
Absolutely.
It could be
a little reach out, a little gesture.
If you get a card in the post, I mean, I know people talk about the price of a stamp and all the rest of it, but
but a beautifully written card is still a beautiful thing. And I always think the handwritten thing. Now, I know our younger generation, they're not interested in that. I noticed it even at Christmas, very little cards coming in. And that's fine. Things change. That's how it is. But I think there is something very personal about a handwritten note. But I also think text can be that too, if it's thought out and well put together. You know,
I mean, you can have the opposite effect, Stephanie, if, for example, you're having a whale of a time in your life. You're doing this, that and the other. You're posting your dessert from a Michelin-starred restaurant or your weekend away somewhere, and you're posting it, sending it to somebody who doesn't have any of those things.
Yeah, well, that's where you have to be sensitive, don't you? There's people this week who I think feel extra lonely, and I think that may be all the more reason why this sort of gesture of acknowledging friendship, acknowledging the women in your life, the men in your life. It's not just women who are lonely. Many people are lonely that I speak with. They are struggling to fill their life, to make it interesting for themselves. And you know, they would love somebody lovely in their life. But maybe, you know, it can be a bereavement. It can be a breakup. They don't always feel they've contributed, but it takes two people to make a happy, you know, relationship. And people, I think, are quite hard on themselves as well about it. You know, they kind of blame themselves a lot. But really, I think we have to move to a point where we understand that breakups are just happening. a little bit more as the whole landscape of love and life is changing. And you really, it's about the challenges. Can you pick yourself up and can you move yourself forward? And romance isn't always the next first step. Maybe friendship, building connections, building your life, building your, you know, your social life, building all of that. That's a much more positive step. It's also, and maybe it's important to say, just giving a complete run on friends, that friends are absolutely protective of your mental and physical health. It's really important to say that. People sometimes think, oh, it's just social life. You know, I would often hear people saying to me, I don't have time for social life. What does that mean? I don't have time for social life. So your social life isn't just about going out, having drinks and having fun. It's about constantly building the connections that make your life firm and secure so that you're not just relying on one person when things go wrong. So, because your partner isn't always the person you can tell everything to. So you have a variety of people who understand all the different parts of you.
And you talk about laughter, you know, and serotonin and all of the good things.
It
might be as simple as sending, if you have an amusing meme that arrives, that you spread it around to someone that it could do with a laugh.
Which is a lovely thing. It's also a way of connecting. And there's a lot of that going on where you share that humour. It could be something that, here's something, you've already been in the company with this person, you know, they laugh about ABC or Trump, as you mentioned earlier. I get a lot of little videos on that. And I think whatever you share, it's a way of acknowledging that between us, we have this in common. That's what friendship, of course, is about. This is what we have in common. We see life a similar way. We have a commonality in terms of either a past, a history, or the present. And
you know that glass half full, half empty kind of syndrome? And you have a beautiful comment which you passed on to me. Mm-hmm. A friend is one who overlooks your broken fence and admires the flowers in your garden.
Yeah, I really like that, because I think friends do accept you, you know, all your little foibles and all your little madnesses and weaknesses, but they still think you're great and you're great fun, you're great company and you're lovely to be with. And I think that's what you're looking for in friendship. You're looking for people with whom you can be yourself. And you can find that in so many places. And I think people limit themselves very much in where they can find that bond. They don't have to love all of you. You can connect in different facets of yourself in different places. And that's what people should be, I think, working towards. We really need a lot more of that now.
Now, your cue was the prospect of St. Valentine's Day on Friday. Last words, finally, to those who do not have a Valentine, who will not have a card arriving, will not have flowers arriving on Friday. What would you say?
Well, I would say quite simply, it's not, you know, there life is a journey. There are times when we are all single and we've all been single, you know, and times when it's right to be single and you need that time to kind of build yourself up and sort yourself out. So don't look at it as, you know, as a negative. Look at it as part of that, you know, that journey you are on. I also think defocus from Valentine's for lovers and focus on Valentine's to kind of be grateful for and look at and celebrate what you have. And it does mean you look around, take a minute, look around and, you know, actively think about who should be remembered in your life, who you should value in your life. And the very act of doing that takes you away from the negative of I'm on my own for Valentine's. Look, in life, you will often be on your own. And I think we all have to be prepared for that. You have to be a system that can stand alone, even though you choose to be in love with somebody or in relationship with somebody.
Do you think there's too much pressure on St. Valentine's Day? You know, everyone wants to have an Instagrammable experience. And the number of kind of miserable looking couples you see out on St. Valentine's in the various hostels is terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think there can be too much. I think you should keep it authentic, genuine, discreet, and I suppose there's a little bit of, as they say, bit of classy around Valentine's. You can do it. You can do it well and thoughtful, or you can, as they say, race to the garage. Now, I still think it's okay if you have to go to the garage. Don't forget get the flowers if you feel you should do it and you're at that kind of part of the relationship. But it's not the only way to do it. I think you really can be more thoughtful around it and make it the way you want it.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.